SRN News, I'm John Scott. 25% tariffs on most goods from Mexico will be postponed until April 2nd. That comes after President Trump spoke with Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum. Economist Stephen Moore normally opposes tariffs, but says President Trump is likely to use them to great effect, considering his success in winning concessions from several foreign allies.
And so I think Trump may prevail here in terms of forcing countries to do things that are in America's interest. You know, look, we're the freest trade country in the world. We have the lowest tariffs of any country.
Moore was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says tariffs on Canada would also likely be delayed. Also at SRNNews.com, some Democrats voted along with Republicans in today's censure vote against Democrat Al Green of Texas. Green disrupted President Trump's address to Congress earlier this week. A second federal judge has extended a block barring the Trump administration from freezing grants and loans. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has that report.
This time, a judge in Rhode Island granted the request for a preliminary injunction from nearly two dozen Democratic states. Trillions of dollars of grant and loan money are at stake. Government lawyers argued the court lacks the constitutional authority to block the funding freeze, while the state said a long list of important social services are at risk. Trump administration officials have said Social Security, Medicare, and food stamps would not be affected. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And on Wall Street, stocks are back to falling, led by AI superstars that are now feeling the painful downside of big expectations. The Dow dropping 538 points. The NASDAQ Composite also down 538 points. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham begins his 2025 global schedule this weekend.
The popular evangelist will preach the gospel on Saturday and Sunday in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. The African country is just a little over 2 years removed from a brutal civil war and not the first that nation has endured. Christians make up about two-thirds of the Ethiopian population, and Graham is expected to receive a warm welcome. He will be joined by international Christian music stars and officials of the hundreds of churches that are hosting the event. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The military services have 30 days to figure out how they will seek out and identify transgender service members to remove them from the force. A memo sent to Defense Department leaders orders the services to set up procedures to identify troops diagnosed with or being treated with gender dysphoria by March 26th. They will then have 30 days to begin removing those troops. This is SRN News. U.S. asset management firm BlackRock says it will buy two ports at either end of the Panama Canal.
The ports are currently under Chinese ownership via a Hong Kong firm, and due to security reasons, President Trump wants to regain control of the canal. BlackRock and a group of investors will pay $22.8 billion for the ports. They're also buying controlling interest in dozens of other ports around the world.
And that is correspondent Tayshia Stevens. A new Columbia University disciplinary committee investigating students who have criticized Israel, known as the Office of Institutional Equity. The board launching a flurry of investigations into students for sharing social media posts critical of Zionism and joining unauthorized campus protests. The investigation comes as the Trump administration is threatening to pull millions of dollars in federal funding from Columbia. More details at SRNNews.com.